All right, welcome to everyone on Facebook Live. Tom's here. Tyler's here. Who knows who's going to roll in the door? I don't see anyone outside walking in here yet. But Bruce, today is
Thursday.
It's Thursday. Thank you. It's Thursday. What is it? The second day of the new year? Okay. This is kind of getting worn out, but and I didn't actually do this, but I heard somebody say they were going to do this, and I thought that was pretty clever, so I just got to share
it. So do it anyway.
So I'm going to share it anyway. So, okay, so Melody already knows this one.
Do I?
All right, so this guy, New Year's Eve at 11:55 p.m., he orders a pizza.
Oh.
The pizza arrives at 12:15 p.m., and when the pizza arrives, he gets mad at the delivery man and says, I ordered this thing last year! Ba-dum-ba. Thank you.
So and cheesy.
And now for my next cheesy bit.
Cheesy like the pizza.
Cheesy like a pizza.
That's how cheesy that was.
Karen, you better
feels like it.
No, just not here.
Hey, some of the pastor jokes are equally as rough.
Are you going to take over that role now? Please don't.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank you, Melody. What a great idea.
I shouldn't have said anything.
It'd be the joke. Of course, I am the joke. It's an umpah. There's another one. No.
Who's going to take over the role of talking about Cindy?
Self-deprecating jokes. What?
Who's going to take over the role of talking about Cindy?
I know. That's my new target.
All right, so Tyler's... So those of you watching us on Facebook see the video doing weird things. That's because Tyler's learning. And that's fine. That's fine, Tyler. So if all of a sudden you see my feet, you'll know why. But thank you, Tom, for clicking. Appreciate that. Sing along with the oceans.
You called me out upon the waters, the great unknown, the female fair. There I find you in the mystery, in ocean and sea, my faith will stand, and I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the when oceans rise and my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters, your summer and land will be surrounds me, you never fail, and you won't start now, and I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the waves, when oceans rise, my soul in the presence of my
Thank you, Melody. It's kind of pretty, wasn't it? Who else we got? Man, we got a bunch of people that are rolling in here today. Hold on here. Actually, I had to scroll backwards. Say hello to Janice and Ken and Jason and Mary and Misty and Michelle and Jim. Mary, Grandma Mary, writes, love to hear Melody sing. Yes, we love that too.
Yeah, she's okay.
And Yolanda, welcome Yolanda. Yolanda, David, James, and hey, Rich is hanging out too. Rich Basor. Rich Basor. Yeah, Tyler's in here. Rich, he'll do something weird with the video just for you. Oh, I got to switch. Okay, so as you, those of you who've been with us before, if you have any prayer requests, please leave them on here. We'll write them down. We'll get to lift them all in a circle here in a little bit.
In a circle that will be unbroken?
In a circle, yes. And will the circle be? Okay, let's do that.
Easy,
in the
easy.
Sweet
by
and
by.
Same song, different words.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet in the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Fun stuff. Only got lost once, Bruce. Only once? Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations.
That's an achievement in this band.
Oh, it's all about costume changes sometimes.
For once, it's not me.
All right, who else is rolling in here? Let's see. I see. I can't even see, but I'm seeing. Barbara has joined us. Rosemary has joined
us. Come on.
Karen, Tracy, welcome. Fun. So we got, we've been here for how many hours? We've been here. The three of us have been here. So been here since like 3:30 working on stuff. We got doing a wedding on Saturday. So Melody and Brandon are singing at the service.
We are.
We're spending way too much time.
And at the reception.
I taught him how to dance.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my fancy footwork here.
That's right, but it's all. You gonna show? You gonna dance while you're playing here, Brandon? Right.
I don't dance. That's
okay. This will be a little bit different for us. We can do that. Karen's all about it because we're gonna do something anyway. Follow my lead on this. We'll do a little different. Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Listen to your children pray. send us grief. Something's gonna happen like the world has never known when the people of the Lord get down to pray. The door's gonna swing open and the walls are tumbling down, and the people of the Lord get down to pray. Keep singing. Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Gonna happen like a world has never known when the people of the Lord get down to pray. The doors gonna swing open and the walls come tumbling down when the people of the Lord get down to pray. One more, Lord, listen. Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit. Children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. We have the ending now. Something's gonna happen like the world has never known when the people of the Lord get down to pray. The door's gonna swing open and the walls come tumbling down when the people of the Lord get down to pray. When the people of the Lord get down to pray. Amen. See how many we lost on that one.
Wow.
No, actually, we picked up a couple. Hey, it's God is good. God is good. You do a cheer back there.
All the time.
Okay. So Mary's saying, so far she says you're doing okay on the video. So Grandma's has approval. T-Dog has approval for video. Oh, you saw her coming. Come on. That's good. Oh. Capitalization is important, Mary. Okay, so, and Rosemary Hingsburg, and great to see Melody and hear her lovely voice. And hello, Rizzi, God bless her. She's there. Karen, you feeling lucky? You don't want to do Joy to the World? It's so, well, here, let's just do.
That sounds like a Sunday song.
Let's just do the last.
All right, we won't do Joy to the World.
We've been playing since 3:30, well, some parties.
You're welcome,
Melody. Party.
Okay, costume change in a second. We're gonna do Step into the Water. Remember those who haven't been here in a while? Remember, we're taking the prayer request. You got anything at all we need to be lifting up in prayer, let us know. Type it out here. We'll type it down. Write that down, and we will get into that. We'll share a brief message, get into some prayer. Oh, this is Cabo 2, isn't it?
We got a lot of harmony deep songs this week.
Harmony? What did you say, Melody? We have a lot of... Speak in the microphone so that everybody can hear you.
Talking to you.
Well, you're now talking to...
Yeah, but hey, remember, you're talking to everybody. I mean, come on. Everybody wants to hear what Melody has to say. They want to hear your singing voice and your spoken voice.
Speech.
What would you say? A lot of harmonies? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of songs that have harmonies.
A lot of songs that have harmonies, yeah.
You're teaching me today.
Okay, no. Okie dokie. Ready for this? You guys got to explain that one. So Brandon likes to do high five with Melody. Stand next to Brandon.
Oh no!
So Brandon likes to do high fives, and here's what Brandon does. Now Melody, go for it, Melody. Inside jokes.
And I'm the short one in the family, so.
And I'm the tall one in the family.
Actually, I feel bad for my kid because we've been going down 6'4", 6'2", and 6", so. He's going to be a runt.
Well, hello, Brenda and Dave and Betsy have joined in here with us, too. Okay, you guys ready for your harmony here, Melody? We're talking about all the harmony we're doing.
Yes, harmonies.
Here we go. I got to get it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. should be, so I can rest with him forever, to live eternally. Woo! Step into the water, lay down a little bit deeper, put your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water, lay down a little bit deeper, come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Picked up another one with that song. Woo-hoo! It's good. Good. Everybody's hanging out here with us. Who else has joined up? I see Brenda Wilson has joined. Brenda, you got to tell us how you're doing. You're supposed to think she's supposed to go. We prayed for Brenda last week. She was going to a doctor for a follow-up checkup, and Bruce actually shared his testimony that he came back good and clean still. So we're proclaiming that same victory for Brenda. So I'm hoping you got good news to share with us on that. Betsy's hanging out. Mary's hanging out. Lisa Beckmeyer's joined. All right, Lisa's joined. You guys, now I have to tell you who that was. Okay, you'll have to figure that out. Never mind. I'll tell you later. Too many words to speak. Ooh, communion. Quantify communion song. I'd absolutely love to do communion here, but there's some rules in the Methodist Church. So. Okay. Those words aren't going to be up there, Tom, for this song. Sweetly Broken, Jeremy Riddle. To the cross I look, to the cross I cling, of its suffering I do drink, of its work I do sing. On it, my Savior, both bruised and crushed, showed that God is love and God is just. Ooh, at the cross, you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. I'm sweetly broken, wholly
lost in love, I'm sweetly broken, holy. your faithfulness.
At the cross you beckon me, draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love, I'm sweetly broken,
wholly surrendered.
At the cross you beckon me, draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love.
Good question, Karen, because this is a communion song. If we need to, if we need to extend it, which I highly doubt is going to be the issue this Sunday, but hey, in case we did, probably would actually go back to, just go back to the bridge, probably. Why not? Bridge is always fun.
Or whatever somebody starts playing again.
Yeah.
It's anybody's guess.
It's always anybody's guess. Let me guess, you don't want to do a Come While You Faithful either.
Nope.
Okay.
I think it passed.
Okay, that's fine.
Song.
Okay, now you got a special treat here. This is actually a song that Melody and Brandon will be doing
at the wedding.
Saturday night at the wedding. It's a song called. You introduce it, Melody. What's the song called?
Automatic, Miranda Lambert.
Quarter in a payphone, drying laundry on the line, watching the sun tea in the window, pocket watch. Telling time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on the tree. Hey, whatever happened to waiting your turn, doing it all by hand? Cause when everything is handed to you, it's only worth as much as the time you put.
Back before everything became automatic.
accept you if you want to.
Oh, so you, well, that's why you stood up. Okay, so technology actually got Melody on that song. I think it got me on both because I forgot Melody. So Melody's over here trying to swipe her tablet, but the problem was she didn't realize or remember that she was slaved off of mine.
Yeah, I had a mirror screen.
Oh, so there was two of us.
Yeah, that's why you stopped so loud. I was like,
oh, yeah. Well, okay, I thought, hey, I'm not playing any instruments, right? I'll just walk away. No, it's always trying to gather stuff. Let's switch over. Okay. Let's figure out who else has rolled in here with us. We got a couple of prayer requests I've already written down. Mary's praying for Brian. He's having a reaction to his chemo. Karen Riley's dealing with pneumonia. Got a couple different things going on here, so let's figure it out. Okay. I think you can hear me now. Let's move all this over here. Actually, we can give that back. Bring that back over here to me, Tyler. Well, I want to be. I'm gonna see it so I can. When I turn this, because I manually turn this. Whose is this one? Who put a water bottle on here? There's a question mark. Might be plant water. Might become plant water. Oh, cool. Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
So I use that when I can spin that around here. Whoops, I knew I was missing one more thing here. Nice. Okay, so when I get home tonight, I'll be able to watch the Facebook, watch the replay of this and see what Tyler is doing. See if he's having too much fun. He's probably zooming in on people's noses and stuff, probably, right? That's right. That's right. Well, here we are. Great to see you, Tom. Glad you can be here. You too, Tyler. Of course, everybody else, too. It's always good. Always good. Since it's the new year, I declare it as a new decade. Some people will argue, no, your decade doesn't start until 2021. But I'd say, hey, as far as I'm concerned, if the digits change, we're declaring it a new decade. All right? And every day is a new day, right? But a new decade is always good. All right, so who made New Year's resolutions that you didn't, and how fast did you break it? They haven't broken it yet? Okay, then. That's good. Is it a resolution you want to tell us about?
Yes.
It is. Do I need to give you a microphone? Is it long and extended, or?
No. Also, Greg, anybody who says the new decade doesn't start until 21,
yeah,
they'd also be saying that 2000 was in the 90s. So.
That's well said. Well said. Oh, you're not going to drop. Thank you for not dropping that expensive mic. What's that? Yeah, they do this, right? They gotta drop it. Okay. All right. The expensive stuff. You gotta like that. Oh, gee. I wonder if it's, I didn't look up anything specific for the new year. Let's just see what where God takes us for the new year here. Opens up to Matthew. What's it going to be? I see the tail end of Matthew 25 and most of 26. Very interesting. Well, why not? Looks like it's going to be the plot against Jesus today, because speaking of plot against, I mean, you've seen a lot of things happen in the world, right? All the different things where people are coming against this and that and other thing. There's always a protest of one magnitude or another that brings it all together. But let's see. Let's see where God's taking us here in Matthew 26, the plot against Jesus. When Jesus had finished saying all these things. Okay, I guess I should tell you what he said, right? Let's double back. Let's double back into Matthew 25. Okay, so Jesus was talking about the sheep and the goats. And probably the most significant of it, I'll just go into Matthew 25, 44 and lead in. Actually, I should go back to Matthew 41 and lead in. No, I should go back. Okay, what's happening here at the end of Matthew 25 is this is where Jesus is talking about when he says, look, the disciples are saying, when did I see you hungry? When did I see you thirsty? So Jesus said, hey, anything the least to me, that's me. He's talking about how we're treating people. So that is what Jesus is bringing about in all these. And then in verse 45 of Matthew 25, he says, I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do
for one of the least of things you did not do for me. And I think that's a pretty significant one to latch on to just right there, because it's talking about what I call sins of omission. That's when God's calling you to do something and you just you come up with your different excuses. It doesn't feel right. You know, you come up with all the excuses when God is just smacking you around. You know, do it. And then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous will have eternal life. Okay? So, there are sins of commission, meaning sins that we know are sins, things that we choose to do, and then sins of omission, where essentially God's saying, do it, do it, do it. But to that end, let's actually quantify this. It's important to know the voice of God. So how do you know when you're actually hearing God's voice? And that comes with a spiritual maturity, is how that rolls. But I can actually give you a little exercise right here. And I've done, Melody's knows this one. Okay, but it works. And some people are like, oh, I can never do this. Well, just hang loose here and check this out. Okay, so if you want to determine the voice in your head as you're hearing is of God or of some darkness, it's pretty simple to do. And do this sometime when you're alone. You can sit back, close your eyes. You can just do it. Of course, some of you can do it right here, right now. Just stay awake, please. And it's nighttime. Come on, it's dark out. It's easy to fall asleep. Okay, so if we close your eyes, and I want you to just relax, just kind of clear your mind the best you can, because I know how crazy and wild our minds can be. But we're going to ask this question that we know 100% by our faith in the Word of God. We're going to ask a question that we know 100% that God is yes. So when you close your eyes to do this, and you want to say this out loud too. So like I said, you might want to do this by yourself. Which is to say, God, do you love me? And then just wait, and you'll hear something will come to you, and then ask it. I like to do it three times. Three times is kind of an affirmation thing. God, do you love me? Because you know that should be a yes, right? Now, darkness will tell you no, maybe it won't be a very clear yes. Now, here's the other side of it. How do you hear the voice of darkness? All right. So now we're going to do something, and some people take offense to this, but get over it. Now say, God, do you hate me? See, we know God doesn't hate you because he loves you, and God doesn't bounce both ways here, right? So then you say, God, do you hate me? All right? And when you hear that, you should definitely hear a strong no, right? No! Matter of fact, you might even get more. No, I love you. And that's actually kind of getting into all that stuff. So little exercises like that are great. But you gotta know when you're hearing the voice of God. And probably another way, too, to make it even easier for you, if the voice you hear tries to tell you to do something that does not line up with the word and will of God, like, hey, go punch that guy. That's kind of an obvious one, isn't it? All right. But very important with that. Matthew 26. So remember we're leading into this, do unto the least of others, do unto me? Okay, the plot against Jesus in Matthew 26. So when Jesus had finished saying all of these things, he said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus in some sly way. I like this version. To plot him in some sly way and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or that we will get a riot among the people. So Jesus, then he's anointed in Bethany. So Jesus was in Bethany in honor of the home of the man named Simon the leper, and a woman who came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he reclined at the table. Okay, reclined at the table. It's important to understand, too, when we usually sit at a table, right? We have chairs, we have all that stuff. All right, in the Jewish culture, the tables were literally only a couple feet or so off the floor, if even that. And you would recline, all right? They'd have these. Think of it like a couch on the floor, right? You could just kind of, and you'd eat. Oh, I'm trying to demonstrate it. But you'd be reclined, okay? You'd be reclined. So that's what they're referring to here. So he was reclined at the table. And when the disciples saw this, they were indignant. He said, why this waste? This perfume could have been sold at a high price and money given to the poor. Now, this in another version of the gospel, it actually makes the point that that it was Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus. It was Judas that said that, because Judas was the one who owned the money. You know, he's a treasurer, you know, and one for you, two for me, one for you. I mean, Judas was filling up his pocket here. So aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. And when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. So I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." The anointing is real important through the Old Testament, because all kings were anointed with oil. Right? And in this case, Jesus was also anointed through this. It wasn't with oil in this case, but that was a common burial type thing. And then it gets into Judas agrees to betray Jesus. All right, and you guys probably, I'll give you the highlights on that one, because most of us know what's going to happen with it. But it was 30 pieces of silver is what Judas agreed to take in order to bring the people to Jesus. And of course, when all that happens, if you may recall, you know, Jesus knew these things were going to happen. And when Judas came forward, you know, think about this. Judas has been hanging out with Jesus, you know, for 3 years at this point, all right? And he's made a decision, a commission, a sin of commission. He knew this was the wrong thing to do, and he chose to do it. Now, you may also recall, if you read through, you hear later that after he did all this, he went out and hung himself, all right? I mean, he was that wiped out over the whole thing. It's rough. It carries on. But, yeah, like I'm kind of done with that. When the Holy Spirit says stop, Holy Spirit says stop. So yeah, listen to God's voice. Make it a new year. Make it a new beginning. Bless some people. Have some fun. What other, let me see, other prayer, any prayer requests or anything else that might have rolled in here tonight? Okay, no other prayer requests. Oh, here's one. Yeah, and it's from Mary. Mary is asking prayers for all the Jewish people that are being attacked. Because that's been happening up in, New York and New Jersey, both. I mean, you've been seeing a lot of the Jewish people, of course, declared as God's people. And they're being attacked. A lot of people are being attacked. A lot of craziness. Misty is sharing, actually, let me write down Kelsey's first before it scrolls off. Kelsey Allen, you may recall we've prayed for her before with the Lyme disease. Remember, Kelsey likes, you get Brandon. I pointed to Brandon. He said, "I remember Kelsey." Brandon says hi to you, Kelsey. And Misty is, pray for me. I'm still having issues with my knee that I had surgery on in October. It's mostly pain and tightness. I fell directly on it the other night because it locked up right as I started walking. I hate when that happens. Sorry, Misty, we're lifting you up for that knee. Brand new knee, Lord. Brand new knee. No more pain, full flexibility. Doing it all. Okay. Let's see who we got hanging out over here. Notice that the seating arrangements are a little more interesting than normal. And let's pass the mic back. Okay, maybe I'm not going to pass the mic back. I gotta learn how to hit buttons. Unless this battery shot. There it goes. We knew we'd make it. I hand it off to Tom first. How are you, my friend?
Good.
Good is good.
Well, God been blessing you. One thing, on October the 30th of 2016, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. December the 30th, of 2019, my cancer doctor said there's no signs left.
Fantastic. Did you go through any of the treatment stuff or anything, or what?
Yes, it's the newest treatment they have. It's called CyberKnife.
Okay.
It's intense radiation.
So now you got a brand new decade to start clean, right? Because you got your good news at the end of the decade.
True.
Awesome. That's awesome. Hallelujah.
Of course, my wards are still being interesting.
the wards. Good move. Handing it back to Bruce. That's a joy. What's going on, Bruce?
Everything is good.
That's right. Bruce gave us that good news last week that he was declared clean. That's awesome. When are you going down to Florida, Bruce?
What time is it?
Is it Donna already go down?
No, okay. She's still here, but she'll go down first. Make sure the path is clear.
In a blaze of glory.
Yeah. So I don't know when I'll go down.
Let me know when you're going down. I'll make sure the path's clear behind you. Classes just started. Well, they technically start tomorrow, but I started the assignments today. So, 3 assignments a day for 3 weeks.
Class is back. Oh, wait a minute.
Should be fun.
So you're doing everything online, or do you have to go to...
This is online, so...
Those are all your...
That's more of the concern there, is that it's online.
Nice.
And then...
3 week.
Everything goes well Saturday, and we both stay well. No last minute.
Yes.
No last minute sickness.
That's right. It's the Saturday wedding. Keep them healthy, Lord. Good voice and all the other good stuff.
Listen to your thoughts.
How's gravity today, Scott?
Gravity's wonderful, and I'm having a good hair day.
Here, wait a minute. I have to. There you go. For people, I had to do a quick zoom in on this so people could see your hair. Oh, gee. Who else has got it? Tyler's up.
It's me. I was like to say that.
I know you do, especially for Gary. Although I don't know if I saw Gary watching on here yet. Well, he might watch the replay.
He's going to hear it from me tomorrow morning when I walk in. Because we like to go back and forth, so it's fun.
It's good to have fun.
But, 2 days into the new year, it's going pretty well. So my New Year's resolution is that I'm going to take more time for myself. Because I feel like last year I really neglected myself a lot. So, yeah, just this year I really just want to focus on me and do what makes me happy. And that's coming to church Sundays since football's over with. And
the pain is over.
The pain is
over. But at least it ended with a win.
It did.
At least it ended with a win.
And I got to watch it from the comfort of a couch when I had tickets, but...
Oh, you didn't go?
No. Matthew and I decided last minute because we did not have any raincoats and it was really cold and we didn't get out of bed till almost noon that we weren't going to go. But it's all good. We had a great day.
Kelsey says hi to you, Brandon.
Mine are just repeats.
Melody.
Yeah. That we'll have a nice, you know, blessed New Year, and that God will just be working and then making moves. And because a lot of big stuff is going to be happening this year with Carolyn's wedding and graduations and all that good stuff for Matthew and me. And then just prayers for the union of Holly and Jesse as well.
That's right. Holly and Jesse.
1 o'clock. I want to.
Okay, Michelle's added one here. She has.
You already had it. Welcome back.
Her dad. Thank you, Bobby. Actually, stay on up here because we're going to bring everybody up anyway. We're going to bring them on up. So let's get into our circle here. Let me write this last one down here from Michelle. Dad has pain around the heart. All right. Whoops. Guess I should do this. We can do sit and spin. Sit and spin. Choo. Come on in here, Tyler. All right. God is good.
No.
Actually, as I get older. Oh, You know, by the grace of God, I've never had to wear glasses. But I can tell you the enemy's been trying to make me wear glasses. Like, nope. And then God... Ooh, that really freaks me out when I do that. It's like, if you wear glasses that are too strong for you or whatever, makes your brain... Yeah. Whoa! When the time comes, I'm declaring the time is not going to come. That's right. Dollar Tree. The little magnifiers. So, Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights. And I thank you for the great blessings you're bringing upon us. Thank you, Lord. All the garbage of the past decade is done. We're starting fresh in this new decade. So all the junk. So I thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up Karen Riley. She's been dealing with pneumonia. So that garbage has gotta go. So, Lord, I thank you for full healing for Karen. There's also a young man on Facebook I've ministered to this just today, actually. Has been dealing with some lung infections and garbage. It's all related. So, Lord, we come against infections. Infection, infirmity, and all things, contrary to the word and will of God. And just proclaiming the victory of health and healing. Health and healing for them. Rita, who's in our band here, she had some type of a test, something done that they're testing for. Anyway, we're speaking healing for Rita. Healing for Rita. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we're lifting up Brian, and he's having a reaction to the chemo. So just, Lord, I thank you that there is no reaction, and that cancer is just crushed. It's crushed, and it's just gone. There's no need for any more of that chemo stuff. I thank you, Lord, that lady had commented, that's the first name, L-A-D-I. Lady had commented said, feeling blessed tonight. It's like, oh, that's a joy. That's a joy, absolutely. It's good to feel blessed all the time. All the time, Lord. And also we're lifting up prayers, Lord, for all the people that are, they're under persecution, they're being attacked. A lot of God's people, the Jewish people in different areas, they're just... people come at them with machetes and all this junk. I mean, that's just hatred. That's just pure hatred. So, Lord, we just come against the demons of darkness and the conflict and the jealousy and the rage that just, that people allow themselves to be taken in by that. So, thank you, Lord, that let your light so shines and just crushes and dispels the darkness. Because when we walk in a room, we don't turn off the dark, we turn on the light. So, Lord, just make it your light so shine. Daily, we're lifting up Kelsey with this Lyme disease garbage and I think some other health issues she's been struggling with. Lord, these things should not be messing with her. So we thank you that she is made fully whole in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm lifting up Keith, another man I'm honored and privileged to pray with on Facebook. He's been enduring a lot of stuff too, Lord. I thank you as he's set free. He's got a high calling on his life. He's received healing before, and I thank you, Lord, that he receives it again as all the captives are set free. Daddy, thank you for touching Misty's knee, that knee that she had an operation on. She's got pain and stiffness. So, Lord, the work's already been done, and I thank you that all the pain and the sickness, stiffness, all of it, go. In the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, it must go. Thank you, Lord, for a great joy from Brother Tom to be free. December 30th. Good time. Good time to receive good news. Of course, any day is a good day to receive good news, isn't it? Yeah. So no more prostate cancer stuff. That's fantastic. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm thanking you for good travel mercies for Bruce as he heads on down to Florida sooner than later, I think. Kind of, maybe. We're later than sooner, but whatever. Let me guess. You're up here until you can't stand it anymore. Is that how it works? And then you go.
Until
the weather just finally drives you crazy. I've had enough of the cold. So, well, school's starting back up, Lord, so I thank you that Brandon has got a manageable load, I hope, in this online experience plays great favor for him. So, thank you, Lord, that Scott's defeated gravity today, and I especially like his hair gel that he's using. You know, it's all good stuff. Scott's got it all figured out. And Tyler, yes, it's a new year. It's good that you're able to keep your New Year's resolution so far and just keep up. Just keep your focus on Christ. Keep the joy going, man. Keep the joy going, and the peace comes with it. It all goes with it. Wedding's coming up. So wedding's going to be later this year for Carolyn. We've got Holly and Jesse's wedding on Saturday. So thank you, Lord, for protection of good health, peace, joy, all the good stuff. And bless that marriage, bless that union, and keep the calm and the peace going. There's a lot of work to be done in a short amount of time preparing for weddings and the like, too. So Jesus, we thank you. And Lord, we're lifting up Michelle's dad, Michelle on Facebook. Michelle has shared her dad has pain around his heart. So Lord, I'm just thanking you. You touch that heart and all that pain is removed and that heart is just made brand new. And I think Michelle was having some other issues too, Lord, that you know of. And just thank you, Lord, that can be restored. Restored the way, as strong, made stronger the way it needs to be. We have upcoming girls and boys chrysalis flights coming up here soon. The girls is Martin Luther King weekend, so that's coming up. The 18th, that's a couple weeks then. So Lord, bring the, well, they're called caterpillars is what we call them. So Lord, bring the caterpillars. And then we have our spring walks too that are coming up. Okay, what did I forget? Anybody get anything new pop into your head that we need to add? I don't see anything else that I can see from here. Let's join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Right, for those of you hanging out with us on Facebook, we'll see you next Thursday. Remember, your healing, it belongs to you. Because what Jesus has done, proclaim it and grab it. See you next week. What are you going to say? What do people say?
Amen.
Say amen. Linda's not here to do that. God bless you.